The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
Exodus chapter 3, I'm going to jump right in. It's 10:36, so man, I got a good little amount of time to preach this morning. Exodus chapter 3, 9 through 12 says, "Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abused them. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You may lead my people, Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses protested, "God, who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?" God answered, "I will be with you, and this will be a sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain." I'm not going to use that text right now. I have to keep it on the shelf for later. So if you will, keep that place and flip all the way over to the New Testament, the very first book of the Bible in the New Testament, Matthew chapter number 14. Keep Exodus chapter 3. We'll come back to it later. But Matthew chapter 14 is where we're going to do what we can do. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22, it says, "Immediately Jesus made his disciples to get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray." We are in the middle of 21 days in prayer and fasting. Jesus set aside some time so that he can pray. "Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat that he sent the disciples on was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary." He said, "I want you to go up to the other side. I'll meet you over on the other side." He's praying. It says, now in the evening, they are now in the middle. But while they're in the middle, the wind and the waves are crashing into the boat. How many of y'all love it when Jesus tells you to do something and all of a sudden it seems like the challenge comes? Anybody ever been there? Jesus says, do this, you do it, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, did you just punk me? You know what I'm saying? Anybody? Well, that's been me. And so it says now, verse 25, "Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea." Jesus is a bad dude. The wind, the wave, storm, Jesus is walking like it's nobody's business. "And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. It's me. Don't be afraid. And Peter answered him, said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." I love how he said, "If it's you, come to us quick." He actually told him, "If it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." How many of y'all have ever asked Jesus to allow you to come to him in the middle of your storm? How many of us pray, Jesus, come to me in the middle? I'm just laying a little foundation. I'm just trying. Y'all talk back. It'll be fun. It'll be like a roller coaster. You know how it is on a roller coaster? You're like, hey, oh, hey, ah! Let's do that this morning. Verse 29, "So he said, come. And when Peter came down out of the boat, he walked on the water." Imagine now the scene. Trust me, I'm going somewhere. Imagine the scene. Now, he's getting down out of the boat, and sometimes I picture the scene as he's like, whew. But the boat is being tossed to and fro. So imagine he is fighting down the boat, being tossed to and fro, to get to the man that told him to come while he was in the middle of the storm. It's going to take a little bit of work. It's going to take a little bit of oomph, a little bit of a challenge. Will I even get out the boat to get to Jesus? It's going to take a little bit in 2017 to get to the guy who's telling you to come. You've asked him to draw you closer. You said, I don't want to stay where I am. It's going to take a little oomph to get to Jesus. I love it. He was like, no matter what, I'm going to get down. It said he was coming down out of the boat. It wasn't an easy thing to get out of the boat. It's not easy sometimes to give Jesus all of you. It's not easy sometimes to push to try to get from one side. You're stuck in the middle of your dream. You're stuck in the middle of the prayer request to get over to the end. It's tough sometimes to call out to Jesus in the middle of the storm. It's tough not to say, why don't you come from there to over here? It's tough to say, I'll come to you even in the middle of the storm. It's tough. But if we look at the analogy here, we find that Jesus is walking right where they are. Dude could have stayed on the mountain. He could have prayed. He could have actually taken the dry place. But instead, he said, in this part, in this time, they're going to need me in the middle. Y'all okay? How cool is Jesus that he would give you some instruction, see you in the middle of the storm, and just when you don't think you see him, he's like, hey, it's me. How many of us think that we're going in one direction and Jesus is going in the other? Have you ever thought, man, you sent me out here and now you gone? I love the fact that Jesus, think how quick this dude was too. Think how quick Jesus was. He's once on the mountain. They on the boat. Now all of a sudden he's like, hey, I'm here. So many times we think that we're so far away from him, but he's like, you're never too far away. Verse 30, I'm still in the middle of reading. Verse 30 says, but when he saw the wind, Peter was boisterous. He was afraid and began to sink. He's already walking now. He starts looking at the water and he begins to sink. He cried out saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, this is truly the Son of God. A few weeks ago, we kicked off our current focus, a new thing, and we said that in Isaiah chapter 43, the Lord spoke and said, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now you shall know it. The new thing that I'm doing in your life, I'm even going to make a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. And the Lord just kind of spoke to all of us and said, regardless of what we're facing this year in 2017, God's going to clearly give you a road, and he's going to give you a river. You're walking the path that God's telling you to. Sometimes you may get tired, but this year he says, I'm giving you a river so that you can be refreshed. Did you notice that Jesus was walking on the water? Message tie-in. What? There's a road, and then there's a river. And so I just want to give you just a couple of things today to make sure that we have a clear focus of 2017. And we're winding down this series because next week we want to begin to amp up for Super Bowl Sunday, because Super Bowl Sunday is going to be about a team, and it's going to be about coming overcoming obstacles, and it's going to be a clear focus now because we've got our new thing. We're going to have our focus. We're going to be determined. Now I want to run through the brick wall. So I've been preparing you. The Lord's been preparing you, getting your faith up. In February, let me out the gate. It's game time. So in January, we said this earlier, that communication is going to be the key. Communication is going to be the key in 2017. This was the very first point that we made several weeks back when we kicked off the service, this series, communication is going to be the key. But we find it yet again in the very first text that I read. God was dialoguing with Moses. And then we find it again in the text that I read to you in Matthew. When the boys are out on the boat, the storm is coming. Jesus says something, and then Peter says something. There was no silence along the journey. There was no, I'm going to do it on my own. The minute I say I'm going, and the minute I'm in the middle, my communication with Jesus has to intensify to a greater level. Peter did not try to figure it out. The first thing he did was says, if it's you, tell me to come. Communication in 2017 is going to be key. At no point in 2017 can you try to figure it out on your own, try to determine it, the game plan, no matter what it is this time, as soon as you see the green light or as soon as you see the obstacle, you need to communicate. Because when God says, I'm going to give you a road in the wilderness or a river in the desert, what he's saying is I don't see obstacles, I see opportunities. So when you see an obstacle, you have to go, God, if it's you, tell me to come, because then I see an opportunity. What Peter was saying is I see that the wave is boisterous, But by some chance, since you're walking, there must be a road. I know where, but since you're walking, there must be a road. In the middle of my circumstance, when I'm normally being tossed to and fro, the minute I make eye contact with you tells me there has got to be a road. Because I didn't think you were here, but now I realize that you've already been here. How did you get here? There must have been a road. There must have been a road. So since you're here, tell me where the road is. So communication has to be key in 2017. You and I can no longer try to figure it out, try to do it on our own. I'm a problem solver by nature. In our Next Steps classes, we do the Myers-Briggs and the DISC assessment, and I realize that I am a DI and a DS, which means that I am like, let's go, let's do this, let's charge the hill. And sometimes I'm moving so fast, and I'm ready, let's go. And that personality can get me way out in front of Jesus. And then I'm like, are you coming with me? Why are you still back there? Whereas in 2017, I need to go, Jesus, you be the D personality, and I'm following you. So communication is going to be key in 2017. Oh, this is so good. Watch this, y'all. I stole this one from my mama. I'm serious. I stole this one from my mama. He says, Peter says, if it's you, tell me to come. Watch now. If it's you, tell me to come. I stole this one from my mama. In 2017, you're going to know that you know that it's him. That's what my mama, she always say. She said, boy, you got to know that you know. That's because my mom is an old school mom. So back in the day, old school mamas, they kept you in church from... I know I've mentioned this to y'all before. I've been scarred, and every time I tell y'all about it, it's not that I repeat. I get therapy and health. I get a healing. But they would say things that they had paid the price for. They paid the price to see Jesus heal that cough that we take for granted, and we take medicine. They would labor, and they would pray for. They would pray you back in the church. They would pray your safety from the time you left home just to get back from school. They would pray you in. And my mom would say, Damon, you have got to know that you know. Peter says, if it's you, tell me to come. I need to know that I know that it's you. Because right now, I'm getting seasick. Everything you told me seems contrary to what Pastor Damon declared, that it's a new season. I'm seeing the possible opportunity, but now since I'm in the middle, not at the beginning, because you said you'd go. Now since I'm in the middle, I got to make sure that it's you. So if it's you, I got to know. In 2017, you're going to know that you know that it's him. How good is that? No more, are you here? Are you going to answer my prayer? No, no, no. I know that I know it's you. I'm not saying in the boat, you already said it was you. I'm gone. I know that I know that it's you. Look at the person beside you and say, I know it's him. Do you? I know that I know. In John chapter 10, verse 27 and 28, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Hey, come! Hey, boys, I got to go. We don't know if that's Jesus or not. You're just stepping out. You think you heard him. You may not have heard him. Did you really hear him? How did he sound when you said it? I don't know. Watch me as I go. So I ask you, if it's you, Jesus, tell me to come, because I know that it's you. Jesus says, hey, come. It was that easy? God, should I pray for my healing? Pray for your healing. Should I go for the job even though I'm unqualified? Go. Should I reach beyond what I feel? Reach. I love that he didn't have a long conversation. Come. If you read anything about Jesus didn't talk very long when he was dealing with someone's request. He would say, go show yourself to the priest. Pick up your bed and walk. Hey, put the mud in the eye. Jesus doesn't take very long. We make him seem like he's going to say a lot. Come. Come. So what one word is going to drive you, focus you, motivate you in 2017? What one word? What one word is going to define you? I know I got all these dreams. I got my New Year's resolution. But one word can define you. And what word would that be? Think about it. You know, before the year ended, we got our team together. And they came over to the house. We were celebrating. And we asked them, what one word is going to drive you in 2017? And my word for the year is intentional. My word is intentional. My focus for this year is to make sure that everything that I do has my attention. That I'm not juggling everything, but that if I'm talking to you, you have my attention. If I'm spending time with my family, they have my attention. If I'm working out, it has my attention. Instead of being in one place but thinking about another, intentional. So if I'm speaking to you or whatever it may be, or you hear us talking on a Sunday morning, we want to be intentional. My wife's word is thrive. We've got one couple on our team, and can I share Travis and Liz? Sorry. You can't say no. But Travis is our worship leader, and he's working behind the scenes putting all this together that you guys see on a Sunday morning. And Liz works with Ty and I, running a lot of the particulars and the administration of the things that happen on a Sunday morning. And so Travis was traveling from North Carolina. They said yes to moving down here in August of last year. And they were like, hey, Jesus is going to do it. Jesus is going to do it. In about September, they were in the middle. The jobs that Travis thought he was going to get, they were like, sorry, man. Wasn't happening. Not going to do it. October came, not going to do it. November came, and so Travis was like, I'm going to come every couple of weeks. So when y'all saw Travis, Travis was driving back and forth from North Carolina. That's how much he believes in you and City Place Church. Back and forth, but they were in the middle. So we do this word. We do this one word, and they don't even know what word they're picking. So his wife picks restoration. He picks complete. January comes around, they get jobs. Travis moves here on the 8th of January. So I was like, man, what was y'all's word? Complete restoration. What word is going to define you? And now he's here every week. He's here every week. And I was like, yeah, complete restoration. But he's in the middle. And the thing is that they haven't even crossed the finish line yet. That was just Jesus saying, come to me. Look at the person beside you, say one word. What one word is going to define you, drive you, motivate you? I want to challenge you to get your one word and bring it with you next week. Write it on a 3x5 card. Bring it with you next week. We're going to pray over them because we're going to push what God's called us to. 2017, one word, next week, one word. Don't get like three or four. Don't make a sentence. I will walk in the purpose and plan of Jesus Christ. No! If you enjoy to write, let us know. There are blogs and all sorts of stuff. We can use that gift. But next week, one word. One word. So my one word for those who like to write a lot, short. All right, come on. In January, watch this. So come. He starts walking. And he's like, Jesus, I see you. And all of a sudden, the enemy's like, nah. Nah. You're walking on the road, but I got to make sure that you feel like you're still back in the wilderness. You being refreshed as you're walking towards Jesus. So I got to make sure you think you're in the desert. So Peter is walking, and he's like, Jesus, how amazing you are. Think about it now. He's focused on Jesus. And as he's focused on Jesus, because he's still trying to see Jesus, remember, the wind and the waves. So he's trying to get to Jesus, which means he has to focus on Jesus. So he's walking, and he's seeing Jesus, and I can see the intensity being turned up. Have you ever felt like, as you're going for your purpose and your dream and you're asking God to answer that prayer, it seems like the heat's been turned up? Anybody? Or it seems like, oh, my gosh, what is going on here? I thought it was one thing. Now it's another thing. And so as he's walking, I can see the wind getting even more intense because he's getting closer and his faith is growing. And all of a sudden, he looks and says, I cannot believe I am walking on this water. This is so much to handle. Have you ever been in the middle of what you've asked God and you're starting to get a sense of it? The health is starting to come back in your body. And you're like, I'm starting to feel better even though the doctor told me that I'm sick. You're starting to see things get approved on that business plan that you're going for. And you're starting to look and all of a sudden the heat gets turned up. And you get denied for the loan that you once were approved for 60 days earlier. And you're like, what is going on? And I can't believe it. And the Bible says that as Peter is walking, he begins to sink. But I love the fact the Bible doesn't say if Jesus was 100 yards away when he began to sink, 1,000 feet away, he was 2 feet away. All I know is that when he began to sink, Jesus said, hey, dude, come here. I love the fact that as I'm walking towards Jesus, even if I begin to get concerned, Jesus is like, oh. Notice that when I came to him, he came to me. Notice that when I didn't ask him to come to me, but I said, can I come to you? The minute I looked the other way, he said, come here, man. I'll come to you. Can I tell you that as you're running in 2017 for this new thing, he's going to come and get you. I got you, bro. Come here. And then I love it. He says, you have little faith. Why'd you doubt? Can I tell you, I read that sometime and I'm like, he needed to believe more. I will tell you what, if he would have had that big faith, he would have done it. But as I was reading it over and over again, I really didn't take that as a slap in the face. I think Jesus was going, you have little faith. Why'd you doubt? Can I tell you that in 2017, don't discount your little faith. The impact has you walking on water. Hey, you have little faith. Look at what you just did. Why'd you doubt, little faith? Little faith, I'm building you up. You just walked on water and you just turned your head. Why'd you doubt? Little faith has so much impact. The Bible says that he gives to each of us a measure of faith. Sometimes I look at the spiritual giants and I'm like, oh my goodness, David took out Goliath. Little faith, he had a stone. Noah built a boat with a hammer and some nails. Little faith. Ye of little faith, don't discount the impact of your little faith. Don't compare yourself to nobody else anymore. They started, and they started making $1 million the first day. Don't compare. Walk on your own road with your little faith. Little faith, why do you doubt? Don't despise, don't discount the impact of your faith. How many of y'all have ever said, I just don't know if I can believe for that? Take what you got, the measure that you got. Jesus, if it's you, tell me to come. I just need to know that I know that it's you. Come. All right, I got to go. Sorry, y'all. I might not be qualified. I might not be that prepared. But I know I'm going. So in 2017, Don't discount the impact of your little faith. And I'm closing. Here's what the Bible says. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, don't think of yourself more highly than anybody else, but think soberly, for God has dealt to each one a measure, an amount of faith, something to build upon." There's another text in the gospel that says that if you have the faith as a side of a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, "Be removed, be cast into the sea, and it will be done for you." Don't discount the measure of your faith. So Jesus says, "Dude, come here. Dude, you did good, but you doubted." And I love it. The Bible says that Jesus picks him up, and they walk back and get back into the boat. Watch this now. Jesus grabs her hand, his hand. They walk back on the water to get back into the boat. Jesus grabs her hand, his hand. They walk back into the on the water to get back into the boat. I'm going to break it down again. Jesus grabs his hand. They walk back onto the water to get back into the boat. I walked all by myself. I'm walking to Jesus. I'm keeping my eye on him. When I begin to fall, they don't just magically appear in the boat. Jesus lets him finish what he told them that he was going to finish. "If it's you, tell me to come." Jesus didn't say, "You're done. You stop right here." No. "Let's finish this. I'm going to walk with you now." So Jesus grabs him by the hand. "Now let's get in the boat." So they walk back on the water to get back into the boat. The wind is still blowing. The waves are still crashing. It didn't stop until they got back in the boat. Y'all with me? Watch now. I want to walk you through it, and I know I'm over killing the point, but he sinks. Jesus reaches down, grabs his hand, puts him back on the place where he was walking on the water. They walk back together, climb in the boat while the storm is still going. And then it stops. Can I tell you that you are never too far away for Jesus to grab you back and put you on your purpose? Because in 2017, he wants to keep you on the road. He didn't just say, "Oh, we're in the boat." He's not a genie. He lets Peter finish what his heart's desire was. "I want to come to you on the water. Come with me. Let's walk back to the boat." Whoosh, 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 whoosh. "Let's go. Let's get in the boat." Oh, but did you notice that it didn't say that when he was walking with Jesus, he stopped. Jesus is going to walk with you in 2017 because, like we've declared at the beginning, he's doing a new thing. You should know it. He will make a road and he'll give you the river. This time, you got to know that you know that it's him. Jesus grabs him by the hand and says, "It's me. It's me. You were walking the whole time. You stepped out. I got you by the hand. You know that you know. Let's get in this boat." Whoosh, whoosh. They get in the boat and it says, whoosh. And then the Bible says something totally crazy. It says, and when they got to the other side, you'll know Exodus. Y'all thought I didn't, y'all thought I wasn't going to go back. Exodus, Moses, you'll know that I'm with you when you get to the other side and you worship. Matthew,
start, I'm gonna meet you. They start going, they're in the middle. Peter, if it's you, tell me to come. Come. Oh, I got you. Let's finish what we started. Oh, whoosh, whoosh. They get in the boat. Come. And when they get over to the other side, the men who were in the boat worship. It's a sign that God's going to be with you in 2017 because your defining moments will end in worship. He said it to Moses. Hey, you'll know when you get to the end because you're going to worship. I go out on the boat. I'm in the middle. But when I get to the end, they worshiped. Your defining moments must end in worship. Your defining moments have to end in worship. Otherwise, you just took a journey for no reason. Will you stand to your feet?
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.